This is your Frederick Real Estate Update, a conversation about the regional real estate market with tips for buyers and sellers. Your hosts, RE/MAX Results Darren Ahern and Presidential Bank Mortgage's Terry Kernan.
Welcome to the program, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is your Frederick Real Estate Update. I'm bringing you 15 years of real estate experience. Darren Ahern from RE/MAX Results. And Terry, how you doing, my friend, from Presidential Bank Mortgage, as always? How was your weekend?
It was great. It was great. Celebrated a 50th surprise birthday party last night for a good friend. Happy birthday to Lily Mazzotti.
Lily, if you're out there listening, you just got another happy birthday wish. Excellent, excellent. And man, the weather, woo, the temperature. We're going to talk about the real estate market and what's heating up and what's coming. But I hope you guys all out there listening have enjoyed this beautiful hot weather. And as long as you're at the beach, it's great, right? But in Frederick, it's a little hot and sticky and all that. But I think we survived it. Got a little bit of rain last night. And so things have cooled off. That's the thing we don't want to happen in the real estate market. But we do want it to happen a little with the weather, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. So it's thanks for tuning in so much. We appreciate it. Don't touch that dial. Phone lines are going to be open here. This is our live program today, bringing you the greatest and latest of the real estate updates. Call here at 301-694-9363. Again, get ready to call in with your real estate questions. 301-694-9363. Terry, we're going to give away a $50 gift card, any restaurant that somebody calls in and chooses, anything they want to go to that they're just dying to eat at. That's just our way of saying thank you for listening. And here's all you have to do when you call in. What we want to know is this, Terry. We want to know from everyone out there, what is your favorite real estate reality TV show and why? So this is a piece of cake. You should be on that phone so quick. Don't wreck your car and be on your cell phone, though, but call into 301-694-9363. What is your favorite reality real estate show and why? Is it something like House Hunters, Tiny House Nation, Love It or List It, Flipping Vegas, Property Brothers, you name them, they're all out there somewhere hiding in the HDTV deck. And so those are some fun stuff to watch. T, you ever watch any of those?
Yeah, I do. You know, you kind of get hooked on them.
Oh, yeah.
You sit down and you start watching it and you're like, eh, this is kind of ridiculous. And then all of a sudden, two episodes later, you're still watching it. So it kind of has that addiction that you don't know where it comes from, but it pulls you in.
Yeah, you just don't know what people are going to choose and what they're going to do next, whether they're a buyer or seller or it's wild. But it is reality. I can tell you this because, years ago, I was invited to be on My First Sell. And I got contacted, and I saw the contract and all that was involved and the whole nine yards. And, you know, I don't want to bash those programs out there, but I was like, I don't have time for this stuff, man. This is wild. They tried to promise me how much extra business I'd get, and I said, it doesn't work like that, man. We get referrals. We get people that know us and like us, not watching these crazy programs. Plus, I was afraid to make a big boo-boo and a big mistake on the program and get myself in trouble or something like that. So, but I do think it's pretty funny. Some of them are pretty cool, and you know, my favorite is when they show the buyers three houses and then they pick one of them. And I don't know about that. So those are some wild shows out there. So do we have a caller? I think we may have a caller online that's going to share with us what their favorite reality real estate show is and why is that. So we got some great things today on the program that we're going to be sharing. We're going to be talking about, Terry, you're going to be talking about the latest mortgage updates and what is coming this week. And then I'm going to get into, continuing from last week, all of the, what is the best way to select the right real estate agent for me when purchasing a home? And what are some of those frequently asked for? What are some of the most frequently things that people ask when it comes to buying a house? And so the most common things. So, all right, Mr. Producer, I think we have Tim on the line. Is that correct? Tim, are you there, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Great. Thanks so much for listening and tuning in to your Frederick Real Estate Update. And Tim, where are you calling from?
Urbana.
Urbana. That's a great place down there. Wonderful. Thanks for tuning in. And Tim, tell us, tell everybody out there, what is your favorite real estate reality show?
Property Brothers.
You like them Property Brothers. And tell us why. The golden thing is, why do you like them guys so much?
I just like the way they go about finding the house for the people and... you know, they find a house that's not really what they want, but they can turn it into what they want. And that they can see the vision, but the people really don't see the vision.
Gotcha.
And so they get started on it, and then they start to see the vision. And then, you know, how always something goes wrong, and it's going to end up costing them more than they thought it was, and that's just true life.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the shows, Tim, that I get hooked on every time I turn it on, and I wind up watching two or three episodes of it. The interesting thing about Property Brothers, and a lot of people don't know this, is it takes place in Canada.
Ah, I didn't know that. Tim, did you know that it takes place in Canada?
Yes, I did.
Ah, that is great.
One of the brothers lives in Las Vegas, and I think the other one lives in Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Full time. I mean, they live together at times, but...
Yeah, they did have the one show that was in Vegas, and I don't think that went very far. But they are from Canada, and never realized it. You know, I watched so many of those shows, and then I Googled it one day and said, you know, where are these guys? And it was they're in Canada, so it was pretty interesting.
That's good, eh? Excellent, excellent. Any other comments from you, Tim?
No, I think that's about it for me.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Congratulations. Thanks for tuning in. How do you like our show so far?
I love it. First time I've heard it, but it sounds like it's going to be good.
Good, good. Well, tell all your family and friends and people out there that you work with or associate with down there in the awesome part of Southern Frederick County in Urbana area. And we're going to bring you lots and lots of good information, so you're welcome to call in anytime. Make sure you stay on the line because our producer is going to get your information for us so we can send you a $50 gift card to your favorite restaurant. Anywhere you want to go, it is on us. And that's our way of saying thanks for tuning in and sharing about those good old Property Brothers and why you like them so much.
And Tim, what is your favorite restaurant that you're going to choose?
Yeah.
Well, I'm really not sure. I'm thinking it over here. And what are some of the choices?
It's anywhere you want to go.
Wow.
You know, if you can't quite decide, we can always get you a $50 gift certificate for downtown Frederick. And that allows you to go to any of the participating restaurants in downtown Frederick.
Well, that sounds like a deal right there.
All right.
There you go. Well, thanks so much for tuning in, Tim. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, there you got it. Tim from Urbana. He was able to share about Property Brothers and why he likes them, and I didn't even know they were from Canada, so that's cool. Go Maple Leafs, right?
Yeah.
All righty, so here it is. All right, Terry, give us the mortgage update. What is happening in that wild world over there?
Well, the good news is that the rates are the lowest they've been in a month. We had a little spike at the end of June, and we've been kind of pushing back each week. So each Friday for the last 3 weeks, rates have been going down. What does that do? That provides a little bit of spark in the refi calls. People are calling to see, hey, where are you? Are we getting there yet to
right.
the point that it makes sense to refinance again? So that's been pretty good. As far as what's going on in the market, this week we do have the Fed meeting Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, boy. The Feds are in town.
The Feds are in town, but it looks like that there's no real concern about them raising interest rates.
Good.
It looks like stability is going to come out of Chairman Yellen. We also have the June existing home sales come out tomorrow. And then we have the new home sales will be released on Wednesday.
Gotcha.
So all the indicators are going to kind of give us a direction next Friday on where we think we're going to go. The feel is that it's going to be steady.
Okay.
Which is always good. Steady is good.
Yeah, steady, steady through the summertime. Yep.
So basically they're saying that there's no chance, there's literally no chance that the Fed will adjust anything upward. When they meet, so that'll be good. They're always keeping an eye on the European Central Bank. And this week was kind of a little bit of anxiety with the European Central Bank that they weren't going to that they were going to continue to buy the bonds
right.
from us. They do buy a ton of them. And basically what you have is when you have a great demand, the prices go up, the yields go up, and the rates go down.
Good. So that is very good news for the real estate market, especially locally here with Presidential Bank Mortgage. Terry Kernan helping us to know what is going to be happening. I guess you'll be telling us pretty soon what the effects will be, if any, on what decisions are going to be made this week with all the housing.
Yes.
Okay.
And basically the rates right now.
Yeah, where are we at?
We're hovering around 4% on a conventional loan.
Okay.
The government-backed loans, the FHA and the VA loans, are running at about 3.75%.
Good.
As well as the USDA, the Rural Housing, which is the 100% financing program. 15-year fixed are running at about 3.375%. And then the five-year ARMs are running at, 3.5% in that range, 3.75%. 10-1s are, in the 4%. Right now, rates are so low that adjustables really don't make sense.
Right.
And adjustables are still reeling from the bad knock that they took back in the crash of 2008. So we really don't quote very many adjustable rates. It's very, very few and far between.
Great, great. All right. That's good news for the markets there in the real estate mortgage side of things like that. So we'll see what changes. But in general, home sales, I know home sales are way up. We're up almost 19% in volume, and the values are up at least 3% to some areas, almost 6% down there where Tim is in Urbana is doing really good. The demand in Imesville, Monrovia area. A lot of new home construction going on again. We've seen some new communities pop up here in Frederick recently. I believe there are 27 new build home communities that are going in full force right now in Frederick County. So it's doing really good in that regard. And prices are up. So things are really good overall. The markets are good. So anything else you want to share that would be helpful? How do people get in touch with you? Anybody refinancing right now, Terry? Now that rates went down again, and when they went up a few weeks ago, man, that was like a scare a little bit. We thought it was really going to keep springboarding up maybe a bit. Any refinances going on right now much?
Right now, refinances are down from last year, 53%.
53%.
So there's not a whole lot of refinancing going on right now. Over 90% of our business right now is purchase business. We always, we focus big on purchase business, obviously, but we do refis, and I think we might start to see, people getting back into the does it make sense.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to reach out to me, the best way to reach me is on my cell phone. And that's 301-639-9244. 301-639-9244. If you want to talk about a refinance and see if it makes sense, then that's kind of what it's not a big deal. Just reach out and we'll crunch numbers and see if it makes sense for you.
Good deal. And I know Frederick County, I shared with you, we were about 1,253 homes last time. We're about 1,200. So inventory's come down a little bit. We got a bunch of first batch of vacationers that came back this last week, and wow, they were buying. They must have been on their little laptops in Ocean City there this last week or 2 weeks ago scouting out what's for sale, because we definitely saw an uptick again. But we'll see it. It comes in waves. And, we've got a good amount of time before school kicks in. And so this summer seems to be doing really, really good. And those interest rates staying down where you said, getting down below, right at 4 or even below, is really good, news to keep the buyers, especially first-time home buyers, in the game.
Absolutely.
Good, good. So, so inventory is doing real good. I'm going to talk about, here we go. How do I select the right realtor for me? And the first thing I always say is I may not personally be the best real estate agent for you listening out there. And I know that may come as a shock. Don't wreck your car out there driving. But I know I want to help everybody, but I am maybe not the best fit for every person because of how we do things and how it works and having everybody on the same page. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I talked real quick about having the heart of a teacher, not a salesperson, taking time to do a free buyer consultation. I'll tell you this now, if you're a buyer, a potential buyer listening out there, or a seller, you want to listen up to all this information. A good buyer consultation, I think, saves lots of time, lots of energy. Same thing like when I go on listing appointments. I want to make sure, I want to see how motivated the seller is, how saleable is your house, what kind of condition it is in, what neighborhood's it in, who's living next door. We pay attention to a lot of different factors to find out what is the most probability that this is going to happen to be able to help someone out the best possible. So having a heart of a teacher is like Dave Ramsey talks about. Next, I talked a little bit about licensing, the members of that, and being a part of the National National Association of Realtors and also state and local programs for our Frederick County Association of Realtors. And the big one was the part-time or full-time agent and on a team. Remember I said about 13% of us are full-time in real estate as agents, almost 87% are part-time. And then we're going to talk about this next segment, experience. How long have you been in the business, right? How long have you been doing this? And I think the time frame of this is my 14th year. The average age of the average realtor, believe it or not, Terry, is 57 years old still. It's been that number for a long, long time, and I'm amazed. We're always trying to attract younger, you know, right out of college, people to come into our business and to give a fresh perspective on, you know, being able to help people with selling and buying homes. And the millennial generation is starting to get more and more engaged because they kind of dig our techie wild world and how we do things in that, and they get that world. So it's gotten really good. But hey, I'm not against somebody 57, even though I'm not there yet. I will be soon. But it's just amazing to me of the fact of the experience. How long has someone been in the business? And I really look at it as how many transactions have they done? You know, my father was going to get, he had a brain aneurysm, going to get surgery done. He's talking to the guy that's the neurologist, and the first question he asked is, how many of these have you performed? And what do you think the guy said?
A lot.
Yeah, my dad was looking for the answer called a lot, like hundreds of these, like many, many times. We're not using you as a guinea pig in the first, hey, you're my first one, you know. I remember helping a buyer the first time, helping a buyer, and I was scared to death. I wish we had HGTV back then to be able to give us some pointers on how to do it, but I wish it was as simple as show three homes. I'm going to show you three homes, and then you have to pick one, right, guys?
Right, absolutely.
So, experience is a big deal. It's how long they've been in the business and how much experience. And for some people, there's not a big deal if they've only done it for a little while. As long as they have the knowledge and the good brokerage and the background information to be able to navigate someone through it. But it's definitely quite a bit. The next piece, Terry, is about designations. We've got the accredited buyer representation, that's really important. I have probably 7 or 8 designations. I feel like I have a master's degree in real estate. But then again, I've been doing this for a while. But this one I find is a really big deal. So for instance, whenever I help sellers move to different parts of the country and they say, hey, Darren, you know, do you have a real estate agent friend in San Antonio, Texas or Myrtle Beach or in Florida or whatever? I'm helping some people with that now. The first thing I look for, number one, is that if they're helping them to buy a house, that they have that a buyer accreditation representation designation. So that's a really, really a big one. The next one is the CRS designation, the Certified Residential Specialist. List. Do you know, Terry, only 3% of us have that designation in real estate?
That's amazing.
Only 3. The reason why is because it's not a matter of just going to classes and showing up, taking a test, and congratulations, Mr. Realtor, here is another designation. But you actually have to have lots and lots of sales volume to go along with it to be able to be qualified. And so, you know, your average realtor out there in the United States, believe it or not, sells about 4 to 5 homes a year. Mm-hmm. And unless you live in New York City or Manhattan where you're selling $4 million homes, you know, or something, or California, it's our price point here is about $293,000 is our average price point in Frederick County. And so therefore, it takes quite a while. It takes a good number of years. You can't sell 4 or 5 homes a year and be able to usually get to that type of level. And so it's kind of like having a master's degree in real estate.
So do they go off of number of units you sold or transactions, or do they go off a dollar value?
Yeah, it's they look at both, really. They look at how many units and how much dollar volume, but primarily they put most weight on the volume of how much you've sold. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a really big indicator. So when you're selecting a real estate agent to help you buy a house, you want to make sure they have the CRS, you know, designation as well. And there's a whole bunch of others out there. The next one is how many families are you helping serve right now? And we were talking about this earlier. We are in the summertime, and we as realtors, I work literally 60, 70 hours a week. We have 18 homes under contract and working with lots of buyers and things. And the thing buyers want to know is, well, how many, you know, sellers too, how many people are you working with right now? And I have found a good real estate agent, anytime you're working with more than 5 active buyers at a time, it gets to be a little crazy. It gets to be a little, it's, you know, because, you know, let's face it, buyers want to see homes today. They don't want you to say, oh, I'll you know, in a week, I'll put you in the schedule, or like a doctor's appointment, I'll get you in 2 or 3 weeks. We know the market's doing so well right now, Terry, that house is probably not going to be there in a week or two. And buyers, you need to pay attention. We are in a seller's market right now, which means you cannot wait to put offers in like we used to. Think about it, pray about it, do your pros and cons. Call me up in 2 or 3 days. No big deal. The house will probably be there. We're seeing a lot of homes right now with an average day on the market is 47 right now. They're not lasting too long.
No. And we're actually seeing a lot of buyers that are losing deals because there's multiple offers.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of becomes frustrating for a buyer to where they offer full price and they lose the deal.
Yeah, they think it's a slam dunk because, hey, I'm offering full price. It's a seller's market.
Yeah. And so we've seen on our end the frustration that the buyers have when they're losing the deals.
I'll tell you, that feels good to me, Terry, that you as lenders are feeling it like we are too, because it's not fun to have a buyer lose out on their dream home and have to back up and punt and keep looking and starting over and have to pick up a bigger back to get them into something. You know, so it's not like 2006, but it is frustrating, isn't it? Because if the time frame takes too long and you've got them pre-qualified, sometimes what? You have to get them re-pre-qualified or is that something that has to happen or no?
Yeah, usually a pre-qualification or an approval, the documents last 90 days.
Okay.
So if they've been working with us for 60 days and they finally just got a contract, we're cutting it close. If they're going to do a 30-day contract, what we'll do is we'll update their information at that point. That way we're not pressing it against the last minute to update credit report and stuff like that. So when somebody gets a house, a contract finally comes in, we will usually re-pull credit if it's been a while to make sure that nothing has changed or nothing's popped up.
Good deal. All right. So, yeah, how many people are you helping right now? And, of course, don't go on vacation when you're helping me buy a house or sell a house is always the motto. So the nice part is I have a whole team. I'm able to have others help out quite a bit. And I tell people, look, you're going to be taking care of your fine. Just because I'm away doesn't mean you can't buy a house. So the other big thing is to find out some testimonies, past things, reviews, references. You want to know how competent that agent really is. And I'll tell you this, hint, hint. If you're a buyer out there, all you have to do is Google our name. I mean, Terry, if you Google my name, how many pages do you think I come up on?
Probably 4 or 5.
Yeah, about 10, really, but 10? It's crazy. Okay. As long as I'm not in the obituary section or the most wanted section on the internet, I'm happy, okay? But yeah, you want to make sure that you go on Zillow. You want to make sure that you can see clearly what other past clients are saying about that real estate agent. You want to basically check us out top to bottom. I welcome that. I also give out references, at least 3 or 4 past clients, not just the best ones. I like to give out ones that we've been through some things. We've been through some sticky situations where they thought the plane was going to crash and they had to hold on really tight to that seatbelt like I told them. So you want to get reviews, competent, and you also want to know how familiar with the local area and the inventory is that agent is the area, okay? How abreast are they with the changes? What's happening in the areas? Are they going to build a highway through a community? You know, what's going on with the downtown conventional center? How's that going to affect the east part of Frederick City versus the west part? Or you want an agent that is on the pulse, that somebody knows what is going on, what changes in the market, what's happening demographically. You also want an agent that knows what's going on with some of the schools, which means we point you to greatschools.com, crimereports.com, things like that that are really important for a buyer to pay attention to so that they know what's happening in the areas that they're looking to select to try to buy a house in. And of course, you definitely want a realtor that is paying attention to the values. I mean, I think it's important, you know, when someone says to me, Kingsbrook, a single family home, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 bath, finished basement, I better know that they're pretty much selling for the most part around $450,000 right now. Mm-hmm. So it's good to know what's going on in different areas, communities, markets, and even different zip codes. And so you definitely want to have an agent that knows the pulse of the market. And then finally, that has a team of professionals to help them make the whole process easier so you don't worry about every little detail. Guys, this is so complex, and that's the thing I love about Presidential Bank Mortgage and Terry and Joe and all those guys over there is that they are part of our team. They are some of those that we just had a settlement this last week, and we had a buyer in downtown Frederick that is a young guy. I can't mention names and all that unless he wants to come on the program and tell you about it. Every situation is so different, but what I love about Presidential is they were able to flip this loan and do the steps that needed to be done to, with their expertise and experience, to make sure that they kept this buyer in the game and that they were able to get this loan, you know, approved and done with a clear to close. And we just settled this last week, and he was happy as can be, and their team did a great job. So Terry, you want to comment on that?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is every deal is different. There's so much that goes into it. From the time you decide to buy a house to the time you sit at the settlement table, I think the number is 47 things that have to be done. So having a team behind you is very, very important that can get those 47 things done and make it seem like there was only one thing that had to be done.
Yeah, and that's true. And those 47 things are big things. We're talking like appraisers, home inspectors, underwriters, termite inspection. I mean, well inspections, septic inspections. We have a checklist, Harry, and my admin almost pulls a hair out because there are so many things you got to pay attention to. And I've learned this. If an agent's not good and qualified and they don't know what they're doing, one boo-boo in all the negotiations and not having the right team together can cost a buyer thousands of dollars, or it could cost the entire transaction. And that is not funny. I'll tell you what, I've never had it happen. Thank God. I knock on wood because we try to stay extremely detailed. I know I ain't perfect, but thank God for checklists and good people around me. But that's the key, the good people around me, having a good mortgage person, lenders, inspectors, title insurance, title people. I want to make a shout out to Katrina Hallen over at Signature Settlements here in Frederick. They do an unbelievable job helping us to make sure things go as smooth as can be, whether it's a foreclosure, whether it's a short sale or a for sale by owner or a regular sale or a whole new home builder. It doesn't matter. They are on their game. So thank you guys over at Lawyer Signature Settlements. You got to have the right contractors in place. You know, Terry, that's so cool because think about it. Just to finish up the program, I have a seller right now that lives in Virginia. He's not even here. Mm-hmm. And I've been selling his house, but even with buyers, walking them through of who's a good painter, who's a good contractor, who's good for this, who's good for that. And when you have all those, I have a vendor list with probably 80 to 100 companies that are all licensed, that have been in the business doing all kinds of stuff to help buyers so that they can sleep at night knowing you're in pretty darn good hands when I give you that vendor list. And I think that is golden through our experience to give that out.
Yeah, I think that's great. And, you know, the team concept, having people like that on your team is so very important. We even have people that are structural engineers.
Yep.
Part of our team.
Yeah. So, hey, thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to be back with you next week right here on WFMD 930. And we want to thank you for tuning in. I'm Darren Ahern with RE/MAX Results. You can call me at any time at 240-344-1713. And we'll see you next Sunday at 1230. Take care.